Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Today's show focuses on missing person Ian Indridson. Ian is a 56-year-old Caucasian male who is 5 feet 11 inches tall with a slim build. He has salt and pepper hair, short at the time of his disappearance. Ian disappeared on January 10th, 2022 in the Fairfield area of Victoria, BC. At that time, he wore a dark-colored Eddie Bauer sweater, sweatpants, and rubber boots. I worked briefly with Ian, and in our few conversations, he always struck me as kind, smart, and funny. I spoke to his wife, Gloria, about his disappearance. If you have any information about where Ian is and have yet to talk with police officers, please call the Victoria Police at 250-995-7654, extension 1. Alternatively, you can report anonymously by calling Greater Victoria Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS or submitting a tip online through their website. I also encourage you to visit the Find Ian Indridson Facebook page and the GoFundMe link in the show notes. Gloria is using the GoFundMe to retain the services of a private investigator who is helping in the search for Ian. It is important to remember that if you see Ian, you call the Victoria Police and report the sighting. Let's all be vigilant and do our best to find Ian and bring him back safely.
Kind of the way that I typically start a lot of these interviews, because I think there are some listeners who probably don't know Ian, is I like to give him a sense of, you know, who we're talking about. So, Morty, can you tell me, you know, from you knowing Ian, being his wife, you know, someone who hasn't met Ian, what would they expect the first time meeting him? You know, what would they notice about his personality, his physical appearance, anything that might stand out?
That's certainly the easy stuff. Ian is about 5'10", 5'11". He has got a slim build, salt and pepper hair, blue-gray eyes. He, at the time of his disappearance, was pretty fairly clean-cut. And he's got an amazing laughter, an amazing voice that he could pump up to, as if he used to call it, before he went missing, he used to call it his radio voice. And he's got fantastic sense of humor, doesn't take himself seriously in conversations. He is very much an extrovert. He can strike up a conversation with anybody about anything. If anybody came across Ian, they would notice that right away. Like, he is just like personable, polite, well-mannered, and, you know, he can chat about anything. He loves BC history in particular, but in general history, local history, and he's got a really good memory for all trivia facts from things like ads and jingles from when he was a kid in the 70s to like I say, historical facts and whatnot. He's got a really good memory. He's super smart. He's very resourceful. So I really, in all this time that he's been missing, I think that if he wants to be alive, he will find a way, because he's extremely personable and very resourceful.
I'm just curious, can you tell us what he was wearing that went missing? Like, what should people be on the lookout for?
He went missing early in the morning of January 10th, 2022. He would have left somewhere between 7 and 7:50 in the morning, so it would have been still a bit dark, but it was at the tail end of the last round of COVID closure. So people were already, a lot of people were going to the office and whatnot. There would have been people out jogging, walking their dogs, you know, getting ready for walk, etc. Right? I mean, for work. And he left wearing black sweatpants, galoshes, and a black long sleeve knit Eddie Bauer shirt. He and I mostly had discussions about it, whether it was black or dark blue. I'm pretty sure it was black, but he thought it was navy. And he wears glasses, and but he definitely needs to have. He's fairly nearsighted. And that's what he was wearing when he disappeared. It was a mild morning, too. So this is in Victoria, mild winter morning, and nobody would have bat an eyelash for not seeing him wearing a coat.
Yeah, and like you said, that's late enough in the morning that people would be up and about starting their day between 7 and 7:30. Was there any behavior from Ian leading up to the morning that he went missing? Anything out of character? Like, when you got up that morning, did you notice anything right away that struck you as odd? Can you tell me about anything like that?
Well, he had been suffering from, like, terrible anxiety for the last, I'd say, 4 days. He was not sleeping. This had been triggered by a job change. He was extremely agitated and basically having zero sleep and just could not get the hamsters of the wheel, as we would say, right? He is the kind of person who just loves being alive. And one of the hardest things that I've had to deal with is the assumption for many people that he disappeared to get himself in. Because that is not the type of person Ian's ever been, and he certainly was not in that type of frame of mind in the days leading up to his disappearance. He was anxious, not depressed. He did speak to a doctor on Maple Telehealth because he could not get to see an actual physician soon enough. This was desperate to sleep. So this physician prescribed a very low dose of a medication that supposedly would help them even out his anxiety and also help him to sleep. This was on the Friday before he went missing. He went missing on the Monday. And he kind of took the pill. It was just one a night. And it really wasn't, he didn't feel like it was helping enough. And as far as the morning he went missing, I mean, normally our routine was he would get up earlier. He would take our dog into the yard for her morning tea and feed her, play with her for a little bit, and then wake me up at around 7:30 for work. That morning, I kind of sort of woke up somewhere between 7, 7:15, and I heard him playing with Willow, our dog, in the kitchen. My thought process was, oh, good. He's doing something normal. This is going to start getting better as of today, because he was going to be getting some news about his job that morning. And I felt relief. I thought, he's doing something normal. This is going to be okay. He had another awful night before that. And I'll never forgive myself for this, Tyler, but thinking that it was going to be okay, I just, like, closed my eyes thinking he'll just come by and wake me up in no time. And I fell asleep again. Next thing I know, I wake up on my own, 7:50 on the clock. The house is Ian-less. I go into the kitchen. Willow, our dog, is on her dog bed looking, you know, like, what's up? The coffee has been made. There's a dirty pan on the stove. Clearly, Ian made himself a couple of eggs. This was his custom at the time. And an empty coffee cup next to his desk. And he was not in the house. And Ian is the kind of loving, considerate, kind person. He would always leave me a note, say, go for a walk, back soon, or go for groceries, go back soon, or, you know, whatever, right? He is not the kind of person to just go. But that morning he did. And I freaked out and I called the police because I was very concerned, given that he had been in such a prolonged state of anxiety. So that's the way it happened. And I mean, he did everything like he did everything normally that morning. All the evidence that I found that morning was that he'd followed a normal routine, taking Willow out, feeding her, making coffee, feeding himself, like everything up to a point that I don't know what happened at that point. Some switch must have flipped in his brain or something. And he just lost it. And by the time I woke up, it was too late.
Would he go for walks in the morning ever? Like, did he ever just, you know, want to clear his head and have his coffee and then get outside? Had he done anything like that before? Or was it a complete surprise that he would have left the house in the morning?
It was a complete surprise. If he was going to go for a walk or something, he would have taken Willow. He would have left me alone.
The neighborhood that you live in, for people who maybe aren't familiar with it, can you kind of describe it? Kind of just, you know, generally what it looks like, what kind of area it's in, that sort of thing?
It's a residential neighborhood, probably about a 40-minute walk from downtown Victoria, which is a mid-sized city, very heavily populated. Again, it's like a time of the morning that he disappeared, people would have been out jogging. It's a popular jogging route. It's a popular dog walking route. So it's on residential and pretty close to downtown Victoria, and also not a terribly long walk away from the hospital and other parts of town. It's densely populated too, right? So it's not like he just disappeared into the bush. It's just so weird. It's so bizarre.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And when you call the police the morning that he goes missing, what's that initial search like? Like, do the police and...
Oh, God.
You don't have to describe the whole ordeal. I'm just more curious about, like, did they start searching for Ian right away? Was it a pretty extensive search? Like, can you give me and the listener an idea of just kind of what happened with, in terms of, like, spanning out the neighborhood and looking for him?
My understanding is that apparently they took it seriously at first. I would have been calling them right at between 7:50 and 8, which is when I realized what was going on in the morning that day. I had to relay the whole situation to the 911 operator, and then I had to relay it again to the patrol officers that they sent to the house, and then I had to relay it again to the next shift, because I guess it was a shift change. And in the meantime, the clock is ticking. By the time I heard from the search and rescue group that police engaged, it probably was around 10 in the morning. My understanding from that conversation I had with them is that they searched all parks, beaches, wooded areas, as such as they are in Fairfield and Victoria, nearby. My understanding is they searched until sundown and they didn't find anything at all. It is also my understanding that in the next couple of weeks, they also searched like all the coastline, the beaches, parks, one more time, or a couple more times as far as I know. Police have not been super forthcoming with details.
You mentioned to me before we started recording that you've hired a private investigator. I know that hasn't yielded a lot of results, but you know, have there been any secondary searches with volunteers or anything like that? Have you gotten dogs involved, anything to that extent?
When he first went missing, there was an informal, well, actually, his family came from the mainland for a couple of days, and they searched, and neighbors searched, and neighbors were loosely organized, and they also searched around the area for several weeks. This is just like loosely organized, non-professional searches. I also engaged another search and rescue group, and they searched all the parks in the area, and they have not found anything. I have been working with a private investigator. Actually, there's been two private investigators involved. Through the Facebook page, I heard that it was possible that a person that kind of sort of looked like Ian might have been seen in Duncan area. This was the summer of the year he disappeared. So the private investigator I was working with went up there and left some posters and whatnot and spoke with some people, but nobody really was, like, she didn't get any actual solid evidence that this was in fact the end. And the people that she spoke with, they said that he kind of looked familiar from his picture, only with longer hair and whatnot. This is, I don't know, about 6 months after he went missing, right? But again, I have no idea if that was the end or not, but that's something that the private investigator has done. She has also distributed posters on the island and followed up on another possible sighting in Vancouver. But again, there was no footage of anything. It was just somebody who happened to see the poster that had the private investigator's number on it and thought that the person that they had seen looked like Ian. Unfortunately, the footage from the area had already been deleted by the businesses there because they only keep it for a few days, right? And that sighting would have been in December of that year. Possible sighting, because we don't know if that was the end. There's no evidence that it was and no evidence that it wasn't.
In your, like, kind of mulling this all over, it seems like it would be really out of character for Ian to end up in Duncan or Vancouver. Like, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, right?
Tyler, the whole thing is out of character. That's the problem. I'm convinced that the person who left his house was not Ian. I have no idea what happened to his brain. The brain can do some weird, funky things when wires get crossed. I have no idea which wires got crossed or what happened. But there's no way that the Ian that I have known for 17 years would have walked out on his family and his life and himself. There's no way. The whole thing is out of character. So it's like trying to track a stranger.
And the medication, like, you didn't notice any, I mean, having a couple of days is not a lot of time for it to maybe change someone's personality or brain, but you didn't notice any different behavior that weekend when he started taking that new medication?
No, at least not that I could ascribe to the medication itself. I mean, I could see just the anxiety taking over, but I don't know that the medication actually made it any worse.
You have, it's been 2 years, like you said, and you've set up a Facebook page and a GoFundMe. Can you tell me about that and kind of what your goal is with both the Facebook page and the GoFundMe?
Yes. Well, I set the Facebook page initially when he went missing, and then keeping it up and everything. And there's other administrators on there too, close friends. And I said it because I don't believe that people watch the news necessarily. Like, the bulk of people don't really watch the news or read the paper. And a lot of people aren't necessarily even on social media and whatnot. So it's my way, just like speaking with you, it is at this point, it's my way of trying to get the word out. Because I am convinced that either he has been seen or somebody saw him that morning and they just didn't even realize that that was what they were seeing, because he would not have been like acting out or doing anything out of like weirdly ordinary or anything that would have caught anybody's attention, right? So it's my way of trying to spread the word, trying to get Ian's face and story out there, and keeping that going, because he is not found. And until somebody finds him or finds somebody, he's out there, as far as I'm concerned. A lot of things are up in the air with him not being accounted for. So I set up the GoFundMe to help me with paying for the private investigators who have been involved. I mean, part of that money has already gone to that.
Then I'll post links to those in the show notes so that everyone can check them out. And then I'm going to ask this question in two parts, because I think there'll be people listening who are in the Victoria area who can maybe help in a bit more direct way. And then there'll probably be people listening from afar. So what can those listening who maybe might be in the Victoria area, what can they do to help? And then what can people who aren't on the island do to help you?
First thing that comes to mind for both groups of people, just keep spreading the word. Share the story, share the details, share Ian's face. Understand that this is not a typical thing at all for this man. For local people, I would say just keep your eyes open. Just keep your eyes open when you're out on walks, when you're out with your dog, when you're like on the street, like look at street people. I do not think it's completely crazy that he would have somehow made his way up island. Again, resourceful, personable. I don't know. Just spread the word. It's been 2 years for the NOR. And just spread the word. Don't forget that he's missing and he's lost. And he has a family and a home. And whatever has happened to him, he deserves to be found. And I am not going to give up until I die. Or he's found, whatever happens first. And I know it sounds kind of dramatic, but that's where I'm at.
If you have any information about where Ian is and have yet to talk to the police, please call the Victoria Police at 250-995-7654, extension 1. You can also report any sightings anonymously by calling the Greater Victoria Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS or submitting online through their website. Again, I encourage you to visit the Find Ian Indridson Facebook page and the GoFundMe. Let's help Gloria raise some money through the GoFundMe so we can bring Ian home safely. If you're enjoying the podcast, please consider supporting it on Patreon or buying me a coffee. For $5 a month on Patreon, you get all episodes early, ad-free, and exclusive content. If you don't want to support the podcast on a monthly basis, you can buy me a coffee, which is a one-time donation, in the show notes. If you don't want to spend any money, that's okay too. You can still support the podcast by leaving a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or elsewhere. Thanks for listening to the Missing and Unexplained podcast.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.